A state mandate requires all pregnant women in Illinois be screened for depression as part of their prenatal care. A new research study from the University of Illinois finds that those screenings may overlook a significant proportion of women who have suicidal thoughts. U of I social work professor Karen Tabb led the study. She spoke with Illinois Public Media's Christine Herman about the findings.
You find that women with depression were 13 times more likely to report suicidal thoughts, but at the same time, I think it's important to point out that more than a third of the women who reported thoughts of self-harm did not have elevated levels of depression. Why is that significant?
From a clinical standpoint, you would expect women who are experiencing elevated depressive symptoms to possibly also be experiencing things like self-harm or harm to others, so suicidal ideation. We are a bit surprised that so many of the women who reported suicidal ideation were not having those other symptoms of depression, such as anger, sadness, irritability. They were simply reporting thoughts of self-harm. As a part of the state mandate, there's no required tool. So the state doesn't say what you must use to screen and the manner or form by which you should screen, but it says there are some suggested instruments. So in our region of central Illinois, many people use the Edinburgh Postnatal Depression Scale. The Edinburgh Postnatal Depression Scale is unique in that it asks about suicidal ideation as the last item or item 10 of the questionnaire. And not all tools are going to ask about suicidal thoughts or self-harm. Another tool would be the patient health questionnaire. The 9-item version of this questionnaire has one question about suicidal ideation. But not all clinics use that tool.
Yeah. So would you say that that's what really needs to change? Is that the takeaway from this study, that the way these mental health screenings are done, if they're not using a tool that specifically looks at suicidal ideation, some of these pregnant women might be falling through the cracks?
Yes, exactly. Right now in our maternal mortality crisis, we're trying to find all of those risk factors and all of those predictors that we can use to reduce those risks for death in the first year after delivering an infant. So suicide is up there. In the United States, it's the third leading cause of death in the first year. That's not a physiological complication. If we can screen women for suicidal ideation during pregnancy, we can capture a unique subset of women who are going to have those greater risks when they go home with infants.
Yeah. How does being a mother yourself affect the way that you approach this research?
I really appreciate that question, Christine. So I've been doing this work now for 11 years. And I approach it differently now that I'm a mother myself. Screening is one of the most important tools that we have to identify women in need of further support and resources during the perinatal period and to address one of the most common pregnancy complications, which are perinatal mental health disorders. So now that I am in clinics myself, I see the process more intimately than I did when I was just thinking about the importance of screening. I've heard from clinicians for several years, and we've done some research about the comfort level that providers have in delivering the screen. But now as a patient and mother, I've seen that level of discomfort and the providers with high levels of comfort discussing mental health issues such as depression and anxiety during pregnancy. We have a lot of work to do in terms of providing support to the clinical providers or the clinicians to be more effective using the screening tool, to know how important it is, to know how to have a conversation about it.
That's U of I social work professor Karen Tabb speaking with Illinois Public Media's Christine Herman.